Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Live Elohim Speaks. You just listened to our national anthem. The age of freedom has come. Something that has to be worked for, okay? They don't give it to you. You got to get out and work for it, okay? We're talking about freedom. Freedom means control. So think about what you have control over. If you don't have control over nothing, you ain't got no freedom, dog, okay? I'd like to start off with an assertion. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on being so. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of your light, and I will get what I want, okay? Love is an act that makes others feel good through one aim, one destiny, okay? Now, naturally, we always talk about love for the first 5 minutes of the show because love is so important. And we need to know what love is, and the biggest problem is that this culture actually don't want you to know what love is. This culture profits off of you not knowing what love is, okay? And that's the problem, because we need to know what love is in order to make everything work like it's supposed to work, okay? And that's our problem right now, so let's talk about it. Love is an act of mentality. And if you're dealing with love, then you'll have a better chance of having a better relationship. Because if you're in a relationship and you're dealing with love, you have a pretty good time. You'll be able to enjoy each other because you know how to enjoy each other. For instance, if you know what the person likes, you know what they want. That's your job, to learn what they like, to learn what makes them happy, okay? But just remember, you can't make a person happy. If they're not, you got a miserable person, you ain't going to be able to find nothing that make them happy, because no matter what you do, they're just going to be miserable. Sometimes if you're both miserable people, then you're going to be arguing and fussing, but that's what you like, so that's what it is, you know? Love is a strange thing when you start to think about it, you know, especially when you're trying to give the person what they like and when you're trying to make sure that they get what they like, okay? So this is very interesting. I think that being in a relationship and both parties don't understand love, it gets a little tricky sometimes because they do little things to push your buttons. Sometimes you don't trust each other and you want to make sure that he loves me or she loves me. So you look for little... different here. Let's see if I can. Okay, here we go. Now we're getting sound. Okay. All right. So, yeah, okay. So we're back. We're back on. So I'm going to continue. The Bible is a very powerful book. We need to know how to read it. We need to know how to understand it if we're going to get out of this mess that we're in. And the answers that you seek was left by our ancestors in order to get out of this mess that we're in. But the doggy dog people has been usurping, have taken the culture. And this is even before they came here to the Americas to push this brand of evil, using our religious guides as examples for us to follow, but they're not following. They're just using these as an example to take advantage of us and to use us in ways that are not getting us what we're supposed to have, okay? Now, like I said, we're going to start right at Matthew, and the questions on the board is, did Jesus come to baptize John or to check John? That's a very interesting question. Okay, because they're giving us the impression that we need to be baptized in the spirit and baptized with fire and baptized with everything. But if you don't read, okay, their explanation of what Jesus is saying and just read only what Jesus is saying, you get a totally different understanding of what's going on with the book. And that's the most important thing, because we got to realize we're not following Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. We're following Jesus. That's who we're supposed to be following. Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, their consciousness was not up wasn't at a point that they could understand what Jesus was saying. Here you are 2,000 years up from that particular time, and we shouldn't be going by the understanding of those 2,000 years ago. We need to get an understanding of what Jesus is saying from what Jesus, what they said that Jesus said. Now, we know, we go through this all the time. We know that Jesus didn't write nothing in the book. Okay, everything is what they said that he said, which is the Muslims call hadith. All right? Because Jesus didn't sit around and verify nothing that they wrote down. He didn't verify nothing that they said, okay, this is right, this is right, no, this is wrong. He didn't go through that, okay? This is what they heard, and this is why you have Matthew, Luke, and John. You have four different stories. Although there were 80 Gospels, I have all 80 Gospels, but we're not going to get into that right now. So I'm just getting into what Jesus said. Now, it said when they asked Jesus about baptizing, you know, Jesus said, suffer it be so now, for thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness, okay? All right useness. That's another way to use the term. But suffer it to be so now. See what I'm saying? So what Jesus actually came to do was to relieve the suffering of John. He knew that he's going to take John. You know, he's going to allow John. He knew that they was going to take John. He knew this, okay? When you speak truth to power, power comes at you hard. Power ain't got no problem putting you in the ground if you're speaking truth to power. And John was speaking truth to power, so he knew they was going to take him. But he wanted his suffering to be short. So when he came, John knew that the time was near for things to change. John knew that a different mindset was going to enter the planet. He knew he knew that this person has come to change the hearts and minds of the people so that they can relieve the suffering of the people. Jesus didn't come to baptize John, okay? Jesus comes to check John and to relieve his suffering, okay? That's why Jesus came, and that's the example that we're supposed to be getting, not dipping a person's head in the water and asking them a few questions. We're supposed to put ourselves in a position to relieve a person's suffering, okay? Now, what's the most important thing when a person is suffering? It's mental. We have mental problems up the yin-yang in this country, around the world, because of the way they're teaching and how they're handling the so-called realignment of the people with source energy. And I said realignment instead of religion, because the term religion has been thrown so out of whack. So crazy that we don't really know what's going on, okay? We're supposed to be relieving a person's suffering. And everything starts with food, clothing, shelter, and security. That's what this is all about, okay? Food, clothing, shelter, and security. So if you are not in a position to supply a person's food or their clothing or their shelter, or the security, then we're not going to be able to do what we're supposed to be doing, okay? People calling me instead of calling to the show. That's okay. It's not a question of voting somebody else in to do these things. It's a question of you working to put yourself in a position to relieve people's suffering, to relieve the suffering of everybody. This is not a black, brown, white, black, brown, red, yellow, white issue. This is a issue of God. And as Psalm 82 states, man, you're all gods. So, I jumped ahead a little bit, but we have to deal with the person's mindset, okay? Now, they must learn who they are. That's the first thing that you need to know. You need to know who you are. And if you don't know who you are, you don't know what you can do. You know, you think you're this little creative thing that somebody sitting in a chair is constantly in control over what you're doing and how you're doing it. No, that's not how this works, okay? So we're going to talk first about who you are, because in order to relieve your suffering, your mind has to be put straight, all right? You are carrying power, okay? The power is within you. You have the power. You know what you can do, and you know how you can do it, all right? So I hope I didn't put the wrong number down on the text. That might be part of the problem. I have to check the text later on. Okay, anyway. So we're going, that's why I do this every time. Okay, I talk about this every time because it's so important that you know what love is and you know who you are. I'm an African American. No, you're not. You know, the landmass that you're tying yourself to don't make you who you are. Okay, that's not how this works. Okay, now, that's not how this works. So they're calling me, but they need to call into the show because I can't really stop right now and communicate with callers, okay? So I do have another line, though, but they're not going there right now either. I hope I didn't text people the wrong number. That might be lively calling me because sometimes I screw up, you know. I get like that sometimes, okay? And I don't want to, so it bothers me when people call me instead of calling them to the show, you know, because I think that they should be calling them to the show rather than calling them to me. So what I want to do, I want to take a minute from the show, all right? And I'm going to call and just let some people know, just to make sure I didn't give them the wrong number. You know what I mean? But later on, we're talking about leaving the second of people. Yes, yeah, sir, I'm on the air right now. So call 516-453-9230, okay? You can call 516. I might have texted you the wrong number. Yeah, 453-9230. No, 9230. Right, so that's 516. Right, 516. Did I text you 561? Yeah, that's what I figured. I hit the ball. I started sending 516. I said 561. No, it's 516. Yeah, I do that sometimes. I hit the wrong numbers. Unbelievable. Okay, much love. Oh boy. Yeah, I did it again. Yeah, big brother didn't screwed up. Instead of me hitting 516, I hit 561. Okay. So normally the board is full, but right now the board is not full. I'm trying to figure out what's going on because a lot of the faithful callers aren't here, so they should try one of the other numbers. Because your brother screwed up. But anyway, we're going to keep going. We're talking about the Bible 2.0 because we don't know how to read it and we're not getting the proper messages from the book. So we're in Matthew right now, and it's clear as the nose on your face that he didn't come to baptize John. He came to relieve John's suffering. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be relieving the suffering of each other. So those that are reading the Bible have no idea what they're reading. And those that are explaining it to them are trying to keep them asleep. They do not want you to wake up, because once you wake up, you'll realize that you do not lead them to hold your hand and walk across the street. You can walk across the street by yourself, and you don't need to give them money and tithes and all that stuff. You need to be working together to ease the suffering of the people, okay? Now, this is why we have this coming on. If you're going to relieve the suffering of the people, the first thing is, it's all mental, because we have mental problems. We don't know what love is. We don't know how to treat each other. We don't know what to do with each other, because they make money off of this. You know, if you watch the TV shows and everything, everything is right to the liquor cabinet. Every time they have a problem, right to the liquor cabinet. I need a drink. I need this. Well, a drink is depressing. It just makes you more depressed than you already are. They're doing things to push you towards evil and push you towards things to put you in a lullaby mode to keep you more and more asleep, okay? So my mission is to wake you up, to stop you from being asleep. Don't, when these people talking about that you need to be baptized and they want to dump you in a bunch of cold water, that's silly. You know what I mean? How can dumping you in a bath of cold water change your outcome on things? No, the only thing it's going to do is give you a cold. What you need is to be relieved of your suffering. That's why when the women weren't able to vote, they call it the women's suffrage movement, because they were suffering. We're suffering now. And if we're supposed to be following the teachings of Jesus, we're supposed to be relieving each other of the suffering. That's what this is all about, you know. And it says it right there. Now as you go and read it on Matthew 3:15, you'll be able to see the mindset that Jesus came to bring. We can't follow Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Their understanding wasn't conscious. They weren't conscious enough to fully explain what Jesus was saying. That's why we're having so many trouble. That's why we're having so much trouble right now, okay? So the most important thing is dealing with your mind, how to relieve your mind. And in order to do that, you have to learn how to control the oracle. Oh, wait a minute. Did I mention the word oracle? See, everything they do, they push you towards a person, push you towards a man, like the Oracle of Delphi. That's supposed to be some kind of person that's wise and all that stuff. No, the Oracle is a dimension between the mind and the brain. It regulates information coming in from your mind based on your synaptic nerve development. Okay, that's why children they learn according to the synaptic nerve development, so that information coming from the mind won't overload their brain. Okay? Now, once you understand how to regulate the oracle, then you'll be able to relieve some of that mental pressure. When people have mental problems, they give them pills and drugs, but they don't do nothing to actually relieve the mental problem, because they don't know how to adjust the oracle so that they're being regulated properly, so that their mind can be a little bit more at peace. Right? Now remember, if you have a comment or something you want to say, just press 1, and that'll let me know you have your hand up, and I'll open up your mic. All right? And then you can say whatever it is you have to say. But right now, my job is to wake you up. Okay? You're not a king. You're not a queen. All right? That's a system of government. Okay, if you're a king, then only your family can rule. If you're a queen, then only your children can become rulers. Okay, and we went through that already. We done been through all of this madness, all the systems that they've been throwing at us, and none of them seems to be working. The dog eat dog people are taking over. Okay. When the dog-eat-dog people come, they coming on an evil note. They ain't coming to ask you what you want, how you feel. Hey, it's get down or lay down. That's how the children say it. get down or lay down, all right? And you have to have defenses against these people. We out there marching right now, as far as black people. We're marching because we can't get no justice. The Ayatollah Muhammad said, if somebody give you something, they can take it back. So can't nobody give you justice. Justice is something that you have to take. Now, how do we take this justice? The system is set up by President Haynes and them. I'm not talking about George Washington, not those 12 evil guys who were slave owners, slave owner killers and murderers. All right? Okay? The whole thing is interesting. Once you begin to wake up, you begin to see what's really going on. There is no laws on the book for black people or white people or LGBT people. There's only laws on the books for United States citizens. All right? So, and it's the judges that are dishing out the punishment when you commit a crime, as they say. All right? So they give the white people 1 year and give us 10 years. It's the judges. But we're in the position to vote the judges out. This is your country. You need to run the doggone country. And they got you thinking that, what can I do? I can't do this. I can't do that. That's not true. First of all, let's revisit who you are. According to Psalms 18, you are God's. What is a God? A God is one who controls power and force. Okay? Do you control power and force? When you talk about freedom, you're talking about control. Think about it. What do you have control over? If you don't control anything, you don't have no freedom. And this is what's going on. Is the cow free? No, just because they let it out and run around the pasture. The cow is happy because they get a chance to run around. But ain't no freedom for the cow. See what I'm saying? The first chance they get, they're going to chop that cow up and turn it into hamburger meat. And that's what they do to you. They do what they want when they want because you're not running your government. This is your government, okay? The dog-eat-dog people, they done came in. Took the land, took your house, took every doggone thing. And what are you going to do? You have to ask yourself. You can't say, I'm going to wait for so-and-so to do it. If you know who you are, then you know that you have the ability to do whatever you want. Whatever you want. There's nothing outside of your capabilities, okay? That's why they say, that's why we deal with the reap what you sow culture. What you think about, you can bring about. Okay? You can bring about whatever you want, but you have to understand that the power of the universe is flowing through you. Now, how is that possible? How does that actually work? How do you control this power? If you have $100 in your wallet and you don't know it's there, you'll starve to death and you got money in your pocket. That's how this works. If you don't know, you do. That's why they say knowledge is power. Your power comes from you knowing who you are. The most important thing that I can drop as I speak on this radio every week, I'm going to try to be on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because I need more time on the air. Because as I talk to people, as I be on some of these other radio shows, they don't seem to have a clue what's going on or how to address the problems that we're having. That's why we keep going through these particular problems year after year after year. Our children, this is about the next generation. For you adults, it's about the next generation. What are you leaving them? What have you written for them? Do you have books for them that they can sit down and study? Do they know who your enemies are so that they don't be going to your enemies trying to get a handout, knowing that those people hate you and was trying to kill you? You understand what I'm saying? We have to step up. We have to step up. Not only take charge of our lives, but take charge of everything that we can. That's what it's all about. It's about control. How much control do you have? How much control do you have over things? Now, it's It's halfway through the hour. Normally halfway through the hour, I want to I do a little commercial because I want to give back to the people that are working so hard trying to make things happen. Okay, so I'm gonna take this time to run the commercial, and I've had a commercial recorded. I don't know how clear it's going to be, but I think it should be pretty good. Okay. Here we go.
Good evening. This is Elohim Pop Shop Radio presents Elohim Speaks at 8 to 9 p.m. Philadelphia, PA, U.S. time. Call in number 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout out. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you have a company or a group and you want to give them a shout out, please feel free to do so. Monday we have health. Tuesday we have history. Wednesday we have politics. Thursday we have economics. And Sunday we do religion and tyrannical church of Christ and a lot of Bible 2.0. So if you want to hear things about the Bible that you haven't heard before, call it. We have released the gospel CD, 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming CD. The link is CDBaby/CD/ in a small crisis. That's the number two, so check it out. You can also just stay on YouTube. Just click the Elohim Tim track, Jesus is Coming. We ask ourselves, when Jesus comes back, where is he coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. The child you dump just might be the one to get us out of this mess that we in. So don't take our chance away from us, sisters. We need those babies. Remember, brothers, it takes two to make them, and it takes two to take care of them. Don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Part 2, A Christ Has Come. For more information on the CD or book, call.
As I'm listening to the commercial, it's not coming across clear enough. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to physically go ahead and do the commercial. I wanted to have a little more professional, but it's not quite good. So, it's one of those days, right? So, I'm going to finish the commercial myself live. Okay. The last part was, please don't forget my book, Elohim, Christ. Jesus is Coming, and the book is on the market. And you go to my website, Elohim Christ, Elohim, .com/website, and you can go to my website. I would like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his books, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands history. He fills in the missing pieces. I also like to give a shout out to Legacy of a Nation. That's hosted by Mac and Son. It comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. They talk about black history, health, economics, politics. The call-in number is 319-527-6199. I would like to give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kametra Levin. She has a spoken word, and she speaks the word pretty plain. So make sure you give her a shout out. I also like to give a shout out to Nikki Love Show. She's on YouTube as well. She's a spiritual writer and reader. So if you want to know anything about your future, your past, give her a call. Her number is 909-749-8626. And so give her a call, find out more about her show. I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121 of Philadelphia, UNIA, ACL, 1918 and 1929 of the world. They meet every Sunday, so if you want more information, just contact President Mark P. at UNIA, 267-822-2320. I'd also like to give a shout out to UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa. RBG Industries, they make design and clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit or land, give brother a call. Their number is 609-638-5828. I'd like to give a shout-out to Sophomore Electronics. The call-in number is 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5, okay? I stick my chest out a little bit. That's one of my children's company, okay? I also like to give a shout-out to Thomas Thornton, who writes under the name Yesterday's Child. He has 7 CDs on the market, and so for more information about his CDs and what he's doing, just give him a call at 267-259-4077. In fact, he did some of the background on my CD, so I want to give him a thanks. I also like to give a shout-out to Taylor Todd Learning Academy. They're licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Taylor Todd has before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. That's why I want to make this professor, so I'll be making these mistakes. Her email address is taylortodslearningacademy@gmail.com. Instagram, taylor_tods_la. I would like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healers. And actually, I'm sticking my chest out on her too. You know, she's going to become a doctor. That's one of my little ones. Doesn't it make you feel good when the little ones are doing good? Yeah, God, I love it, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to our naturopathic healers, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. Also, when you call him, he has a nutrient chart that he would like to give you for free. So give him a call and get that chart. I'd like to give a shout-out to Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3864. So if you're sick and not calling money, especially, you deserve to be sick. No, nobody deserves to be sick. So don't worry. Call in. Be healthy, okay? Now, we're going to go back. Oops. We're going to get back to the show here now. Now, just remember, if you have a, if you want to call in, if you want to talk about your products or anything else on the show, feel free to do so, because we don't mind, you know, you advertising on our show. In fact, we don't charge for the advertising. All the advertising is free. I guess that's why it's so long. okay, so where are we at? we're at where we supposed to, we are supposed to be our brother's keepers, not our brother's owners, okay? This country belongs to all the people, but until you step up to run it, the dog-eat-dog people will rise to the top, because they'll do whatever's necessary to maintain control. That's why the leadership system is so bad. And they're taking control all over the planet. China, he done moved on to a dictator. You can't get him out of there. The problem with dictators, if you want to get them out, you got to go to war and kill them. That's the only way you can get them out of there. Other than that, they won't leave. Russia, he's trying to be a dictator. He's been in there for almost 20 years. The dictators are starting to move up over the people, because they're taking power from the people, because they got you thinking that you got to sit down and pray, okay, for what you want. No, you assert what you want into the universe, and the universe will bring it to you, because you're controlling the power. The power is out there, and it flows through you. How does it work? It works through action and reaction. That's how power works. Your action, both physically and mentally, determines what's happening on the planet. Now, you're out there physically, you know, doing things. Now, what are you doing mentally? What are you going to do now as an individual? You can't think group. You have to think individual. What am I personally doing to change the outcome of the planet? Once you understand that you are a God, that means that you're in control. Your responsibility is for 6 billion plus people on the planet. Think about it. If you come up with a system for 6 billion people, food, clothing, shelter, security, you think you're going to have trouble feeding your own family and its diaspora with maybe about 200 or 300 people? No, you're not going to have no trouble at all. But if you constantly think, well, I'm just this little created being, and this thing that created me is so powerful that I have to go through it to get what I want, you'll never get anything. You follow what I'm saying? This is why the dog-eat-dog people are able to get by so quickly, because once they realize who they are, they just get busy. And they know if they're accumulating more power than you, there's nothing you can do to stop them. They came in, think about those so-called founding fathers, those evil men. Yeah, they were evil, all of them, not just all of them. And we got statues and stuff of these people all over the doggone country, killers, murderers, you know. And they say, oh, well, they wrote the Constitution. A lie. They didn't write or do anything. All they did was steal, rob, murder, and take what they wanted. That's what they did. They didn't write the Constitution. They didn't write the Bill of Rights. They start, think about it for a second. See, this is what I'm saying. Once you wake up, you start thinking a little differently. Why would a person, I'm talking about George Washington and the boys. Now, why would a person with white indentured servants upstairs, black slaves in the basement, why would he put something on a piece of paper saying that all men are created equal? And they don't even think like that. If they thought like that, they wouldn't be treating you like they're treating you right now. They didn't write these words. They couldn't have written this stuff with the mindset that they were under. This stuff came from President Haynes and them. Ask yourself, what rules, what government rules was President Haynes and them using to run the Continental Congress? How come they don't show you that on the internet? Because they don't want you to know, because they stole it from you, just like they stole your land. This is your country, not theirs. They moved into your house, kicked you out, put a border up there, and said, if you come past this border again, we're going to lock you up. And you with no power, you're not building no power. What can you do about it? Does something happen to you right now? Can you pick up the phone and call your SWAT team to help you out? No, you don't have no SWAT team. You're not even thinking like that. It's because you don't know who you are, okay? You think you're tied to the land. You're tied to the entire universe, not this little speck of dirt they call Earth. I'm an African American. I'm a Greek. I'm a Haitian. I'm an Indian. I'm, you know, these are not who you are. You are makers, owners, gods of the universe. That's who you are. Okay, I'm just telling you. You're not. You might not. How can I be a god? I can't say kumpa ku being it is. You don't say kumpa ku being it is. You sit down and you figure out how to. Okay, let me go through this lecture here. Let me go through this exercise that I do all the time. Okay, there's a circle. On the outside of a circle, things are going around and around and around. You don't get on the outside of the circle and chase what you want. You never get it. What you do, you sit in the middle of the circle. You watch. You learn. You see how other people are getting what they're getting. You sit in the middle of the circle, see how other people are getting what they're getting. And then when you're ready, you study, you train, and you get ready for it. When you're ready for it, you reach up and grab what you want. That's how it works. Don't be out here chasing the Joneses around and around and around. You'll never have anything. And that's what we're doing right now. Round and around and around we go. Where it stops, nobody knows. Stop it. Sit your butt in the middle of the circle. Watch and see what's going on. Watch and see what's happening. You follow what I'm saying? We worrying about the senators and the congressmen, but it's those judges that are giving our children all this time in jail, and you have the ability to vote these guys out. You have the ability to pick the judges. You have the ability to train your children to be judges. This is your country. Get ready to run it, because you're in a position of authority, but you just don't know, because somebody is keeping you asleep. They do not want you to wake up and smell the coffee. They want you sleep comfortable. Now, you know how it is. Now, we say, oh, man, I'm trying to do this and I'm trying to do that. Think about it for a minute. When a person sleeps, especially when they're in that REM sleep, and you go mess on, oh, man, don't bother me. I'm so comfortable. That's what's going on right now. You try to wake some of these jokers up out here. They so comfortable and so sleeping what they're doing. Man, they'll fight you. They'll argue with you. And all you're trying to wake them up from the madness, from the nightmare that they're in, and they'll fight you about it because they're so comfortable. They're so asleep. Go to the bars. They're in there. the bars are packed, okay? Football stadiums are packed. Baseball stadiums are packed. Basketball stadiums are packed, okay? And the only time they get involved in the politics is when it's time to vote. You follow what I'm saying? What do they have set up for you to go on a weekly basis to indulge in the political arena? Nothing, okay? Unless you create it for yourself. I use the term create, but I use the term very loosely because you can't make something for nothing. That's what create means. And that's how they got asleep. They're saying you were created. But if you're made out of energy, how can you be created? Energy cannot be created or destroyed. See, with sleep, you have to wake up. Nobody created you. You are an extension of source energy. That's what you are. You are the universe expanding itself. That's why you have no limit. The people who came to bring us this information, they knew what was going on. They knew what was happening and how to get it done. Now, just remember, I see some of the members are calling back. I gave the wrong number out. I apologize for that. I'll make sure as we go on, I won't do that. But the number is 516-453-9230. That's the number. So if you get a different number from me, that's not it. Sometimes I go crazy myself. You know, I screw things up. Because, like today, I've been up since 1 o'clock this morning, so I'll be doing a lot of running around. But anyway, if you want to, if you have a comment or a shout out, if you want to talk about your business or something, just press 1, and that'll let me know that you have a comment and you want something to say, okay? If you just want to give a shout out, that's fine too. Now, we don't mention your name unless you want us to. We just mention the last 4 digits of your phone number, and that will let you know that we recognize you as a caller, and then if you want to make a comment or statement, you can, okay? But my job, period, on this radio station is to wake you up. Or you're going to fight me back. You're going to argue. You're going to complain because your sleep is so good and it feels so good. You follow what I'm saying? But my job is to wake you up. We're talking now, Sister mentioned, okay? There's Sister Monica. She got that big brain up there. She mentioned truth to power. You got to be careful when you speak truth to power, especially if you don't have the military force to deal with the doggy dog people. And that's why so many people are getting assassinated and killed out there, because they're speaking truth to power when they actually have to use action to power. Not speak truth to power. You have to use action to power, okay? So be careful out there. Begin to do things to change what you have to do to make this thing work better for you, because it's your country, period. It's your land, period. All of it belongs to you. And you've let the dog-eat-dog people kick you out of your house, put up perimeters around and say, if you come through here, I'm going to lock you up. Look at the borders. Look at the borders and what's going on, okay? I mean, this whole thing is crazy, but it is what it is, unless you personally, you have to personally decide, what am I going to do about it, okay? You got a lot of we people out there that ain't getting nothing done. We need to do this and we need to do that. I'm an I guy. They say, no, it ain't about the we. You go to sports arenas, it ain't about the we. It ain't about the coach. The coach is in charge. You know what I mean? You go against the coach, he'll kick you off the team. So where's the we at? We ain't running them football teams, baseball teams. We ain't making the money that they making off the sports. You see what I'm saying? They know we out there. The eyes are getting paid. That's the 1%. They're the eyes. They're getting the paid. When they come through, they say, well, I say goes. If you don't like it, hit the road. You know what I'm saying? You broke out of doors, ain't got no money. What you going to do about some money? You see what I'm saying? Forget the we crap. When the eyes come together, we'll make a difference. Okay? But if the eyes don't come together, we ain't getting nothing done. That's what's going on out there right now. We're out there running around, burning up the city, doing whatever we got to do. We did it before. How many times are we going to do this? When are we going to bring that eye into focus and personally get up and start getting something done? That's the only way it's going to change. When you personally decide I need to change this thing. I need to change what's going on. And you start figuring out a way to make a difference, okay? Because you got it like that. Once you know who you are, what can you not do? You can do whatever you want to do, okay? We're supposed to be our brother's keepers, not our brother's owners. We're not supposed to own each other. You think there's no slavery going on here right now? Let me tell you something, man. They transferred the slaves, the property of the people, from individuals to Congress. Congress collectively owns you as slaves. All right? Okay? We're going to get into that one day and tell you exactly how they're doing it. All right? with your birth certificate, the whole nine yards, how they're trading on you as property. You follow what I'm saying? Just like they misread the Constitution. Well, they said we're only 3/5 of a human being. No, that's not what the Constitution is saying. You were considered property, and if you, that's what the census is for. The federal government gives back to the state X amount of dollars based on, or the cities, X amount of dollars based on the people that they take in the census because you're considered property. You were considered property back then, and the Constitution was saying that only you can only claim 3/5 of your property to get money back. They weren't calling; they were dealing with the census. They weren't saying you were 3/5 of a human being. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to wake you up. You were considered property, and you're still considered property right now. But you're not the property of individuals. You're the property of Congress. That's why they can tell you to do what they want you to do. You know what I'm saying? They put a curfew out there. Who put the curfew out there? You didn't decide that you was going to have a curfew. No. The eyes that are running saying, I decided we're going to do a curfew. If you listen to Trump, I'm going to send the troops in to call to stop the violence. He didn't say we. He said, I'm going to send the troops in. You follow what I'm saying? The only time you get a lot from the we people is when something's going wrong, when they're not doing what they're supposed to do. Then their eye comes up. Well, I wanted to do it, but I had a problem. My dog got sick and my cat got hurt. That's when their eye come up. Their eye come up when they're not doing nothing. You follow what I'm saying? When they're making excuses for why nothing is getting done. Then it becomes I. Well, I'm going to do better a little later on. We don't want your eye now. Okay, we want that eye doing what it's supposed to do to get something done. And that's what's going on. Once again, if you have a comment or you want to say something, I'll get a little fired up about this particular topic here because I'm trying to wake you guys up out there. Okay, you guys are asleep. Okay, they're treating you like cattle. Now, they're going to appease this crowd that's out there right now. Or they're going to appease you. They took down the Rizzo statue in Philadelphia. Every time I walk by that statue, I want to put ZZZ or KKK on it, but I don't want to pay to clean it off. So I just walk by it. But that statue sickens me every time I see it. That racist, no good guy. You follow what I'm saying? He was an evil man, period. You know where I'm coming from? Oh, so they moved the statue. Now they're going to do a couple other things to appeal their little livestock until you calm down. And then it's going to go right back to business as usual unless you as an individual step up and say, I'm going to change this. Okay? And as you're walking down that road, if you're going towards New York, you the eyes are heading towards New York, there's other people going in the same direction that you're going. You'll pick up people that are in the I mode. Once you get in the I mode, as long as you're in the we mode, you're going to just be running into the we people who ain't getting nothing done but complaining about why this ain't working and why this ain't working. How come we can't do this and we should be doing it? No, it don't work that way. We shouldn't be doing nothing. You should be doing it. I should step up and find a way to make this work. My biggest problem was the system. This system that was started by Lama, a lot of you don't know this, but the Republic system that we're using right now was started by Lama when he united Upper and Lower Kemet. He wanted to have a professional army. The Republic is a war machine, okay? The Republic is a war machine. what it is, started by Nama. They learned this system when they came into Egypt, or Kemet, to learn what was going on. They come in to learn how to fight. First, they try to separate themselves, black people. And this was during the white ages. I don't call it the dark ages because there weren't no dark people around. They were suffering like crazy. And they say, wait a minute, something's wrong with this picture. We can't do without these people. We can't separate from these people. What we need to do is control what's going on. So when they learned how to fight, they went out taking the land and putting you under their control. All of the generals back in the day that were fighting, Rome, Italy, wherever they were at, they had black generals. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't about racism then. It was about the minority controlling the majority. That's what was going on. That's what's going on right now. Europeans are a minority on the planet. Not a majority, but they're finding ways to be in control. I'm looking at the Ayatollah Khomeini, white boy. That's Persia. How we get a white man as an Ayatollah Khomeini in Persia? You see what I'm saying? Go look around. The light skin, they're putting the light-skinned people in charge of everything. You follow what I'm saying? It's a racist system going on. They have decided that they want whites as a minority to rule the planet. You can't be mad at people for taking care of their children. We said, well, we don't have no job. Look, if I'm in a position to get our jobs, just a little white kid need a job, and my son's standing there, ain't got but one job, who do you think I'm going to give it to? You can't be mad at me for putting my son to work. You follow what I'm saying? You want your children to have work? Create a job for them. When they come out of whatever college they come out of, find a way to you find a way to hire your children, okay? Make a way. Step up. It's time to get busy. It's time to take control over every dog. It's time to take control over the planet. Psalms 82, you are all children of the Most High. Now, don't say Most High God. They keep throwing that in there. I have problems in the church. They get mad at me because I'll be correcting them. But don't say Most High God. Say Most High. You follow what I'm saying? Because gods are men and women. See what I'm saying? Allah is everything in the universe at the same time. The all. They kind of say, make him a man. Allah, he. Hey, duh. You see what I'm saying? But the universe is both genders, both negative and positive, both male and female, okay? Negative is not bad. Positive is not good. They're just two energies working together to make something happen. You got a battery. Try to run in your car without one of the poles. Take the negative pole off, your car ain't going to start. Take the positive pole off, your car ain't going to start. They work together. It's not good or evil. Everything works together to make things happen, okay? Now, what I have to do at this particular point, we're out of time here. So I'd like to do this while I'm streaming, but I got a little fired up. I have to talk a little bit. So I'd like to get my closing assertion. I have walked the path as divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written. So let it be done. I love you guys, and I will be on the air tomorrow. We'll be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Okay, I'm going to be here. Remember the number, 516-453-9230. If you get a different number, that ain't it. Call this number, and you can go on the air with me. I love you guys. And hopefully you'll be on the air with me tomorrow. Much love.